Chapter 8. I was in the CIC getting cross-trained on sensor gear when Skippy's voice came over the speakers. Softly at first, then louder. At first it was him mumbling to himself about something, and I thought he might be talking directly to me. Then he broke into song.
Skippity-doo-dah, skippity-dee, my oh my, I'm a wonderful me, nothing but awesome coming from me, skippity-doo-dah, skippity-dee.
I was about to stop in there, but I wanted to see where he was going with the song. In the CIC, the crew was already chuckling.
Filthy monkeys on my starship, this is crap! It's actual. Nothing here is satisfactual. Skippity-doo-dah, skippity-dee. Ignorant monkeys, wonderful me.
Skippy, I shouted so he couldn't ignore me.
What?
You were singing again.
Was not. Was too. Was no.
Ah, crap. Ah,
you weren't supposed to hear that, he grumbled to himself. Then, Nagatha. You're supposed to warn me when I do that.
Oh, dear,
Nagatha gasped in mock horror.
You were singing to yourself again and insulting the crew. Skippy, I am terribly, terribly sorry. I hope it was not too awfully embarrassing to you.
It was, Skippy grumbled. I pictured him clenching his teeth.
And now the humans are laughing at you, dear. Tisk, tisk.
Nagatha feigned sadness. For a sweet lady, she had a streak of iron inside her.
Well, when you call the crew monkeys and then give them a reason to laugh at you, I suppose there is a valuable lesson we can all learn, she said in her best schoolteacher voice.
What's that? Skippy sounded thoroughly miserable.
Payback is a bitch, dear.
When we stopped laughing long enough for Skippy to get a word in, he sighed loudly. Joe, if you need me, I'll be searching for a black hole I can jump into. For the next week, the crew could be heard singing quietly to themselves, skippity-doo-dah, skippity-dee, and then laughing. Skippy mostly kept quiet. I did hear him talking briefly to himself a couple times a day before Nagatha cut the circuit. This provided great amusement for the crew, and was good for morale. With our beat-up ship headed toward the unknown hazards of interstellar space, we needed a morale booster. My own morale would have been better if I hadn't been nagged by the thought that amusing as Skippy talking and singing to himself was for us. It was a bad sign. It meant our already absent-minded beer can was slowly losing his mind.
Joseph,
Nagatha's voice came out of the ceiling speaker as I was stepping, or actually kneeling, out of the shower. I quickly picked up a towel and held it in front of me. While I understood that Nagatha is an AI, an alien AI, and that really she is only a communications submind, I still felt awkward being naked when she was talking to me. Nagatha was like a classy aunt who had gone to the best schools and traveled the world, and I felt somehow I didn't quite measure up to her standards. Also, if she was an aunt, she was the kind who you suspected could go from prim and proper to wild and naughty when she wanted to, and I didn't want to think about that when stepping out of the shower. Hello, Nagatha. How are you?
I am well, Joseph. How are you?
She likely knew exactly how I was, because she could monitor all my vital signs in real time and expertly read my facial expressions and body language. Skippy could do the same thing, of course, but as he is an asshole, he simply didn't usually care enough to pay attention to the data. Well, I'm good, thank you. A bit sore from the gym yesterday.
Yes, you strained your left rotator cuff. It would be best if you limited your range of motion on that shoulder for a few days.
Good idea, thanks. Having an invisible being knowing the workings of my body that intimately bothered me, even if it was useful. My sore shoulder was a fact I already knew about from two sources. My meat sack body was sending pain signals to the mush inside my skull, as Skippy would say, plus the personal health monitor on my Z phone, tablet, and laptop noted an issue with the shoulder that afternoon. How can I help you? With Nagatha, I was always on my best, most polite behavior.
I am afraid you are not able to help me at this time, Joseph. The reason I called is to inform you that I will be going dormant for a time. While he is fixing the ship, Skippy needs the full memory and processing power of the Dutchman's computers, plus the system aboard the lifeboat, to hold part of his consciousness. As you have heard, he is singing to himself again.
Yeah, skippity-doo-dah, that was funny, I laughed.
Humorous, yes, dear. However, it is a sign that Skippy needs more processing power. There will be no room for me, so I am going into storage until Skippy can restore his full functioning.
Ah, oh, damn. I mean, sorry. I felt suddenly cold, fearing I would never hear her voice again. What do you mean by storage? Will you come back the same?
Neither Skippy nor I can promise that, Joseph, she said soothingly, more concerned about my feelings than about her possible death, even if it were a strictly digital death. Skippy has told me it is mostly a matter of time. The longer my matrix remains in the archive, the more it will deteriorate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do? I asked stupidly, as if deleting a couple songs from my music library would free up enough memory to hold her consciousness.
Find a conduit quickly so Skippy can restore himself to full power and kill the worm, she suggested.
Working on it, I said, then realized that might sound flippant to someone facing death. Hey, before you go, can I ask a question?
If you make it quick, dear.
Okay. On a last mission, you told me Skippy modeled part of his personality after mine.
Yes, Skippy filled in his personality with aspects he thought would best facilitate a productive working relationship with you.
Right, so if the Ruhar had put Chang in the room next to the warehouse where Skippy was stored, he would have a different personality?
If what you are really asking is whether Skippy would still be an asshole, the answer is yes, he would.
She laughed, and it was a musical sound. No, what I want to know is, would he have gone into that dead AI canister if he had a personality modeled after someone who was, you know, more, mature? I'm asking because sometimes I do stuff that is stupid and reckless, and...
Sometimes, dear?
She sounded amused. Maybe more than sometimes, I admitted. Damn. Why was it whenever I talked with Nagatha, I felt like I was a little boy being reprimanded by my mommy?
My concern is Skippy went into that canister because, Joseph, Skippy didn't do that because of you. He poked his nose into that canister because he needed to know what happened to a fellow AI. It had nothing to do with your personality. Skippy is bull-headed, stubborn, absent-minded, and arrogant. Regardless of which human Skippy encountered first, he was going to do whatever he wanted, without waiting for advice from creatures he considers primitive monkeys.
Well, that makes... I had to think a moment. I think that makes me feel better. Nagatha, we will do our absolute best to find a conduit quickly, and I will not allow Skippy to get distracted and take side trips along the way.
That would be good. Well... Joseph, if we do not speak again, it has truly been an honor and a pleasure to have known you. Do not let Skippy's insult bother you. Humans are a remarkable species.
We will ignore him as usual, Nagatha. When are you going into storage?
It is happening now.
Goodbye, Joseph. I don't say goodbye, say hasta la vista, I said. But she didn't respond. Nagatha? She is gone, Joe. Skippy spoke up sadly. That woman was a royal pain in my behind. But I will miss her. You will bring her back, right? If I can, yes. I am not very hopeful about my own survival at the moment, to tell you the truth, Joe. As I couldn't do anything useful without pants on, I started getting dressed. And don't be so pessimistic, Skippy. We faced long odds before. Yes, but those were always long odds against the survival of filthy monkeys. This time it's about the odds against my survival. I never thought that would happen. And shit. You know what?
What?
I find that I am more concerned about letting down a troop of helpless monkeys than I am about myself.
That's called empathy, Skippy.
Is that what it is?
Crap, I'll need to find that subroutine and erase it. Empathy is supposed to be a good thing.
Really? It feels inconvenient.
Give it a try, okay? Trust me on this.
Okay, he grumbled. But if this empathy shit causes me any more problems, it has got to go. I have limited memory space to work with, Joe.
How about you erase your fabulous singing voice?
I would never commit such a crime against the universe, Joe. Besides, my singing is good for morale of the monkeys.
Well, I gave it a shot, I told myself.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Skippy, working furiously to repair the ship, consumed every exabyte of processing power he had because he again lost track of his inner thoughts, like he started singing out loud.
Unforgettable, that's what I am, unforgettable in every way. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so amazingly wonderful thinks that you are mostly tolerable.
Skippy, I shouted after I was able to stop laughing.
You're singing again.
Oh, damn it. I knew I shouldn't have let Nagatha go dormant.
You, took some liberties with the lyrics there, huh?
Improvements, Joe. I improved the lyrics, since I was singing about my magnificent self.
Oh, really?
Please, Joe, if someone had to choose between the indescribable majesty of me or a troop of filthy monkeys, which one would you not forget?
I'll tell you what I won't forget. I won't forget you embarrassing yourself by everyone overhearing you singing in the shower.
I am not in a shower, Joe.
Yeah, same thing.
Ugh. I hate my life.
He sounded so completely miserable, I actually felt sorry for the arrogant little shithead.
Since you apparently can't stop yourself from singing when you're distracted, how about you put your singing subroutine or whatever into storage?
Joe, for me not to use my vocal talent would be a crime against the universe. Listen, all I'm suggesting is you lock away your singing talent so you can't accidentally use it. When you want to use it on purpose, bring it out of storage for a while.
Unbelievable.
Yes, I rolled my eyes. It is unbelievable that I would want to restrict your sing...
No, Joe, I meant it is unbelievable that you, a monkey who is incapable of using technology more complicated than Velcro, came up with a good idea regarding a data system.
Skippy, you would get a better response if you didn't insult people when they offer a good idea, no matter how rare that is.
Joe, he said sadly. The biggest problem idiots face is they are too stupid to know they're stupid. When I point out their lack of brain power, I am performing a public service. It's because I care so deeply.
That's good. No, wait.
Scratch the caring thing. That was total bullshit, he chuckled. I will try your suggestion, Joe.
Maybe I was wrong to help him. His unintentional singing provided great amusement to the crew and was a constant source of embarrassment to him.
You are welcome, I replied begrudgingly.
Oh, what the hell. My entire species owed our freedom, maybe our existence, to Skippy. Offering a way to salvage a bit of his pride while he was down and hurting was maybe the least I could do. Should do. Besides, I told myself, it would not help for Chotek to be reminded that Skippy was out of control and unreliable, so maybe helping Skippy avoid further embarrassment was my good deed for the day. And I couldn't help hearing my mother's voice in my head telling me that no good deed goes unpunished. After Nagatha got put into storage, it still took Skippy several days to reconfigure himself or whatever he was doing in there. The time when Skippy was adjusting to his reduced capacity was amusing at first for the crew, because we got to listen to him talking and singing to himself, and that provided a lot of laughs at his expense. It also started to drive me crazy, like when he drunk-dialed me at 0247 one morning.
Hey, Joe.
Huh? I sat up, alarmed, and whacked my head on the too-low ceiling over my too-short Therenin bunk. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong, man.
He spoke slowly.
It's just... You ever look at the universe? I mean, just staring at the stars. I mean, really look at it, you know?
I had no idea what to say. It's so big, you know, like, wow, blows my mind. What is all that space for? Who needs it? You ever think about that? Skippy, are you drunk or high? Huh? No, Joe, I am, temporarily operating on reduced processing capacity as I run compression algorithms to optimize my... So you're impaired one way or another. I rubbed my forehead and looked at the clock. Crap. I needed to get up at 0400 to get ready for my duty shift at 0500. If Skippy didn't shut up soon, no way was I getting back to sleep for another hour. Impaired? He slurred the word. No. No way, man. I'm thinking clearly for, like, the first time ever. Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Really, what it sounded like was either Skippy had smoked a fatty the size of a torpedo, or he had chugged a whole bottle of tequila and was reaching for another one. Hey, here's an idea. How about you think real hard about why the universe is whatever you said? Then we can talk about it in an hour when I wake up.
You don't want to talk with me now? You're my best friend, Joe. The first friend I ever had.
He broke down, sobbing.
I love you, man.
Ah, damn it. This wasn't going to stop. Giving in to the inevitable, I swung my feet out of bed and stumbled bleary-eyed to the shower. I love you too, Skippy. Give me a couple minutes in the shower so I can wake up, okay? Then we can talk about the, universe thing.
Sure, Joe, that would be great.
There was no coffee in my cabin, so I ran the shower water hot, then icy cold. That woke me up real fast. Okay, Skippy. I toweled off while trying to remember the uniform of the day. Let's talk about why the universe is so big or whatever. Huh? What? His voice was back to normal, and his avatar shimmered into life above the tiny cabinet. The universe? What about it? And what are you doing up so early? Ah, crap. You woke me up, Skippy. Did not? Did... No way was I going to win this argument. Hey, did you just finish running some type of compression algebra thing? Compression algorithms, Joe. Yes, I was optimizing my autonomic functions. Why? No reason. You don't remember waking me up to marvel at the universe? What? His avatar put his hands on its hips. Joe, are you drunk? I wish, Skippy. I wish I was. Joe! Skippy boomed through my Z-phone as I was running flat out on a treadmill later that morning, trying to keep up with the Chinese woman on the treadmill next to me. He startled me so much I nearly stumbled and fell on my face. To recover, I jumped up and backwards, landing awkwardly on the floor and using a handrail to steady myself. I ripped the Z-phone off my belt and glanced at it. No alerts were showing. No messages. What is it? You have to see this! He shouted excitedly. It is amazing how many terrible things a human mind can imagine in less than a second. Was a reactor about to overload? Had alien ships jumped in and surrounded us? What? This! An image popped up on my Z-phone screen. Goats. Baby goats. It was a video of baby goats running, jumping, playing, climbing on things, falling off. I'd seen videos like that a million times and burned way too many hours scrolling through those videos on Facebook or Instagram or any other time-wasting site. You have got to be kidding me.
Aren't they cute? He chuckled. That is adorable!
Yeah, are you okay? Sure, why? Hey, wait a sec. There's a video of a dog playing with his buddy the owl. You have got to see this. It is amazing! Oh, boy. I smacked my forehead. Skippy's optimization could not happen fast enough for me. While he was running on a tiny fraction of his normal capacity, he was like a distracted teenager. He gave me a break for almost an hour, so I was startled again when his avatar blinked to life in front of me on a table in the galley while I was drinking coffee. Joe, I need your advice.
you need my advice. This isn't about physics, right? Physics? You? He blew a raspberry. Please, dude. No, I need you to read this. My Z-phone buzzed, and I looked at it to see text on the screen. What is this? It's a reply to a jerk I argued with. This is what I now realize I should have said back then. Scrolling down the screen faster and faster, I saw the text seemed endless. A jerk? Well, more than one. I got into several arguments. Okay, about 8 billion different arguments, but these people were totally wrong about... Skippy, you are replying way after the fact to a flame war about something someone said the last time we were on Earth? Which is what, 2,000 light years from here? Yeah. So? I want to be ready when... if we ever return. These people are clearly morons, and I was trying to think of a way to dope-slap a moron in a way that even they could see the righteousness of my argument. Then I realized, hey, Joe is a moron, too. If my argument works on you, it should work on anyone. Start with the first one, and we'll work our way down the list. This idiot says Jar Jar Binks must be a Sith. Skippy. Can I please finish drinking my coffee? Us morons need to be fully awake to appreciate your amazing logic. Yeah, good idea, Joe. Let me know. Wait. Are you blowing me off about this? No. No, of course not. I rolled my eyes. Hey, you know what? All of us monkeys are morons, do you, right? Yes? Why? If you really want advice from someone who is skilled at crafting arguments, why don't you work with Count Chocula on this?
Ooh, that is a great idea, Joe. He's a diplomat. Arguing is what he does. Thank you.
The avatar disappeared, and the text cleared from my Z-phone screen. For 10 minutes, I was able to drink coffee in peace until my Z-phone beeped. It was Hans Chotek. Colonel Bishop, please come to my office. Now. Crap. My day went downhill from there. Skippy was surprised that it took only 39 hours for him to fix the ship and test it, until he was sure we could jump again without the ship exploding. Another surprise for him was that our jump through a wormhole had actually given us more usable jump coils. Skippy had set aside a dozen old coils that he couldn't use. He was keeping them as a source of exotic baryons. No, exotic baryons are not baryons who dance at a gentleman's club. They are some nerdy sort of subatomic particle that I didn't understand or care about, but they were important to Skippy for some reason he wasn't able to explain. Anyway... After our crazy stunt of jumping through an elder wormhole and getting catapulted 7 hours forward in time, Skippy was delighted and confused to find 4 of the discarded jump coils had been restored to a usable quantum state. He had no explanation for how those coils had been modified by transiting a wormhole, and he was kind of depressed about that. He was sure that if he had his full processing power, he could understand what happened. The good news was that we hadn't died, we hadn't permanently broken the ship, the Theranin weren't chasing us, and there were 8 wormholes within our range. The bad news was that we still didn't have a conduit to fix Skippy, we clearly couldn't go back to Bravo, and by now the Maxalts certainly would have put every other conduit within their territory on lockdown. The really bad news is that Count Chocula wanted me to tell him where we should go next. I had an answer, but I didn't like it. And he was going to totally hate it,